I didn't know why I wanted to come to France to sing. I wanted to go to an English-speaking country. And then, well, for a year, I started thinking seriously about it. And I got signed. And I have this album. And I'm happy.
Asha might try to sum up her story in 20 seconds, but there are a few more pieces to the puzzle. Stamps on the passport, bringing her from France to Nigeria and back, and now to the U.S. for her stateside debut. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Singer-songwriter Asha was born in Paris and grew up in Lagos, Nigeria, a city of almost 8 million, where her love of singing received little encouragement. So her voice could have been easily lost, but for Asha, it was her escape and a talent she's now honed from a hobby into an art, soaking up the sounds of her Nigerian roots and a few favorites from the West, including Ray Charles, who she listens to before every show. The acoustic soul of her self-titled debut album has already earned international acclaim, and after her first show ever in the U.S., Asha joined me for an interview at FUV, sharing some tunes and looking back to Lagos.
Most of my childhood, music was what I wanted to do, and it was frowned at, you know. People weren't open to, you know, you being wanting to be an artist. I mean, the preferred career for any child, you know, was to be a doctor or to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So I struggled a lot with that. I was, you know, usually in hiding. If I wanted to sing, you know, I'd rather sing alone in my room. I had problems doing the choir because they thought my voice wasn't good enough.
You got to have a sense of humor about that now, but it's only in looking back that you can have a sense of humor.
Yes.
I'm sure at the time it wasn't funny at all.
It wasn't. It was a bit confusing because I thought my voice was beautiful. When I listened to it, it gave me peace. I enjoyed it. I would sing about everything. If I wanted to settle, you know, a quarrel, you know, I would sing about it because I felt I could reach out better that way.
You don't care about my point of view. If I die, another will work for you. So you treat me like a modern slave, Mr. Jailer. Talking to you, jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let he who is without sin be the first to cast a stone, Mr. Jailer.
And how about musically, the scene? What can you tell us about that? What's happening musically? Is it a happening city in that way?
Yes. Lagos. I actually described Lagos as the New York. Mm-hmm. It's our own New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lagos is where everything is happening. And music is vibrant, you know. There's an emerging hip-hop scene. It's becoming huge in Africa. Mm-hmm. Everybody is tuning in to watch a Nigerian artist, to have a Nigerian artist come to their country. I think it's taking form, really. It's coming from somewhere. It's coming from a generation that have been hugely influenced by the radio, the television, and the West. I have my regrets, you know, sometimes because we tend to lose that culture and our identity. But at this moment, I think people are gradually going back to the roots. And that's what I try to achieve in this album. I wanted to make my roots obvious. I wanted the presence of my root. I wanted people to ask me where I am from.
Tell me, who's responsible for what we teach our children? Is it the internet or the stars on television? Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh? So little Lucy turned 16, and like the movie
fire on the mountain,
fire on the mountain, and no one is over.
That's Fire on the Mountain by Asha, recorded live at WFUV. For the complete interview and performance, visit our archives at WFUV.org.